Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The man charged with the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO in Midtown Manhattan made his first court appearance in Altoona, Pennsylvania, where he was arrested. CBS's Lilia Luciano has more on Luigi Mangione.
The person who was arrested at that McDonald's, according to police, began shaking and was visibly nervous. The person who showed up in court Tuesday was at first very dramatically angry. The police had to shove him into the courthouse, but once he entered the courtroom, he was defiant, somebody who seemed confident, even proud, but was also a little bit uneasy. He had a lot of expressions.
Mangione is fighting extradition to New York. Firefighters are struggling to get the upper hand on a growing wildfire that has destroyed some homes in Malibu, California. Fred Roberts is a longtime resident.
This is a notorious area. The wind's coming straight down Malibu Canyon like a blowtorch. And so they're in harm's way every time there's a fire over there. It's a beautiful area, but, you know, with all the trees and the landscaping, it's dangerous.
The fire is 0% contained. If you thought traveling for Thanksgiving was tough, wait until later this month. AAA's Aixa Diaz says 119 million Americans will travel during the weeks of Christmas and New Year's.
The two weekends are probably going to be the busiest times. So December 21st and 22nd, that Saturday, Sunday, and the weekend after will be the busiest because most people want to be at their destinations by Christmas or they'll be coming back after.
South Korean lawmakers have scheduled another impeachment vote for President Yoon Suk-yeol for Saturday. The BBC's Neil Nunes.
Police in South Korea have raided the president's office as part of an investigation into his failed attempt to impose martial law last week. Some of Yoon Suk-yeol's top officials and military commanders have been arrested and suspended over their alleged role in enforcing the order.
South Korea's former defense minister tried to take his own life after he was arrested, but failed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the stand at his corruption trial. He's accused of granting media bosses favors in exchange for positive coverage of himself. More from CBS's Deborah Pata in Jerusalem.
Although it is definitely a low point in his decades-long political career, his critics say he is obsessed with his image, and this stands in stark contrast with a desperation to be seen as a respected international statesman.
Netanyahu testified, quote, "There has never been such a biased media in any democracy as there is in Israel." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball, the Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow developing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. Northwest winds. On Wednesday, snow will end in the morning. Total accumulation under an inch. Northwest winds increasing. We'll see falling temperatures to around 10 above by the end of the day. Right now, it's 22.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for The Todd Albaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Make sure you have the Civic Media app.
Why is that, Jane?
Because it is day two of our statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest.
All right.
Now, very shortly, I'm going to give you a word.
Okay.
That you need to text in using the Civic Media app.
All right.
It's the only way you can enter.
Yeah.
So if you don't have it yet, we'll give you a minute. Go to wherever you get your apps.
Yeah.
Look for Civic Media. Download that.
Mm-hmm.
Should download real quick. Then it's going to come up with a list of stations.
Yes.
You can pick any one.
Yeah.
Or whichever one is your favorite or whatever one you're listening to. And then you hit that text button, and this is the word you want to text. Calvin, we're ready for the word. The word this hour is tree. T-R-E-E. The word this hour is tree. We are playing for $100 in cash.
In cash, Jane.
In cash. 100 bucks. In cash, you have until noon to text in the word tree, T-R-E-E, and you have the chance to pick up $100 in cash, and then you'll also be entered into our grand prize drawing. Eight people will win one of the grand prizes. These include a robot vacuum. We have two of those. We have a nice humidifier.
Okay.
Two espresso machines.
Two espresso. Two. Espresso's machine.
Yes, espresso time. Duh. Luggage, two sets of luggage.
Okay.
And a snowblower.
Yeah.
So you have a chance to play this game four times a day.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour with us, 1 o'clock with Todd Alba, 4 p.m. hour with Dom Salvia. The word this hour is tree, T-R-E-E, playing for $100 in cash. Good luck.
And you can keep on playing. You can keep on playing.
Well, you can certainly listen to Todd and enter, yeah. And you can listen to Dom and enter, and so there's lots of...
But if you don't win, it doesn't mean don't try again. Just keep on trying.
Yeah, just keep on trying, absolutely. Because even if you don't win an hourly prize, you could still win the grand prize,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool.
Very cool.
I mean, again, espresso machine would be a nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, I would take the snowblower.
Always nice to have.
Yeah.
If you're a homeowner.
Yeah.
The word this hour is tree, T-R-E-E. Good luck. And spread the word. Make sure you tell folks to download the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
It's absolutely free. All right. Have you ever lost anything of value that made your heart go, oh, no?
No. I have thought I've lost my wallet twice now.
That makes your heart stop, doesn't it?
Makes your heart stop. You go right to the phone. You start calling all the numbers. Luckily, they have technology where you can just stop your card if you need to. But I've never lost them. They have just been so misplaced that months later I have found them. After
you found your wallet?
Yeah, I found my wallet one night in the couch because I fell asleep after maybe having a cocktail or five. Yeah. So, but no, I've never lost anything of such value, or like either wallet wise or like in my heart. Like, it means something to me. Very lucky that way.
Yeah, you are. Calvin, what about you? Have you ever lost something of value?
I've never like permanently lost it, the same kind of thing where I think I lose it. But one time in college, I did wake up without my glasses one time.
Uh-oh. You need those.
Yeah. Luckily, I had some spare contacts, so I was able to put them in while I looked for them.
And where were they?
They were in my driveway. I don't know how they got there.
Calvin.
It was college. We had been out.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how they ended up in the
They
driveway.
Just fell off my face. I don't know.
What about you, Jane?
I lost my phone once.
I didn't lose my phone. I left it. I know exactly where it was.
No, I lost my phone. I was parked on North Avenue. I don't remember what store I was in, but I was running late for something, and I had it in my coat pocket.
Yeah.
And it must have fallen out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go run a couple more errands, and I get back home and I realize I don't have my phone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my sister calls my husband, calls his cell phone.
Yeah.
He calls home on the landline.
Yeah.
And says, there's a woman who found your phone who called your sister.
What?
Who would like to get it back to you.
That's amazing. I left my phone in a Lyft once. And the driver would not call me or Lyft back.
That's terrible.
That's theft.
Yes.
The fact that a stranger would call, go to all that trouble to get your phone back, that is amazing. Now, Jane, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Why are you asking us about misplaced stuff?
Well, there's this article, Greg Buck, in the Miami Herald that was just posted today. The journalist is Mark Price.
Yeah.
And the headline reads, misplaced cocaine worth $1.7 million caught by fishermen off the Florida coast, according to cops. Misplaced. A stash of cocaine with a street value of nearly $1.7 million was caught by a fisherman off the east coast of Florida. And so the local sheriff's office decided to make a couple jokes.
There you go.
At the drug dealer's expense, they found the coke floating in the Atlantic Ocean about 15 miles off of Cape Canaveral. When the fisherman found it, he turned it over to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Here is what County Sheriff Wayne Ivey wrote in a Facebook post yesterday. Quote, if you happen to have lost or misplaced approximately 25 kilos of cocaine and would like your property returned, we're more than happy to reunite you with your lost property. All of us, at one point or another in our lives, have lost or misplaced something important, and we're always hopeful that a good Samaritan or an incredibly kind person will find the lost item and do the right thing. At the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, we always strive to do the right thing.
I think we need to take a step back and look at this story as well as the fact that it's $1.7 million worth of cocaine.
Yes.
Misplaced.
Yes.
The story is in the Miami Herald, you know, Miami, cocaine, yeah. And it's Florida. Like all these. And if you look at the picture, I'll put the article in the show notes. It is little bricks of cocaine with a picture of a scorpion on it.
Yeah.
This kind of is a movie that I feel like would star Will Ferrell. Like Will Ferrell was either the fisherman,
the bumbling dealer.
Yeah, the bumbling dealer who lost it. Who instead of he maintains that he misplaced it. He doesn't say any other word but misplaced.
The sheriff's office suggests that the 55 pounds of cocaine inadvertently fell off the back of someone's boat.
Yeah,
as they were enjoying a leisurely stroll along the beautiful Florida coastline.
We've all been there.
The cocaine was stored in watertight packages, each branded by the cartel with a scorpion. And I know this does happen because we've been to Belize a couple of times, yeah. And there is a big reef that goes along the entire coast of Belize. And locals have said, too, that cocaine washes up there frequently.
It's a fringe benefit of living there, I guess.
Well, I guess. But it does happen. So either the delivery man's in a whole lot of trouble.
The delivery man is probably deeper than the cocaine from where it was found.
Yeah, that's probably did not work out well for him. still, if you're listening, if he made, you know, maybe made his way up here, all you need to do is come down to our criminal investigative services and claim your property. No strings attached. Once we properly identify you as the rightful owner, we will gladly return your property and make sure that both you and your property are kept in a secure area so no one can try to rip you off.
So I just Googled what cartel uses the scorpion symbol.
Oh, is there one?
It literally came up like before I could finish the sentence.
Oh, that's creepy.
The Gulf Cartel, which has been around since the 30s. And it looks more like a business. It looks more like a construction business than a cartel. This is very funny to me.
Well, again, somebody I'm sure is in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, that's
almost $2 million. I guess what it's a job hazard.
I was going to say, yeah, it's occupational hazard to get, you know, when you oopsie doodle some coke, there might be a punishment.
26 kilos.
Yeah.
So that's not going to go unnoticed, I guess, by your employer. But could be worse, I guess, if you've lost something.
Yeah.
It could always be worse. And for that nice woman who called me and returned my phone. And she was an elderly woman, too. Yeah. And I give her so much credit for, like I said, taking the time to track me down.
Yeah.
And so I went and I got the phone from her and I gave her a little reward.
Yeah.
And she was just the nicest, sweetest. And she was so grateful.
Was it a flip phone?
It was a small one. I think it was my small one. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't notice it was gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is when I left my phone in the lift, I was just, you know, wearing a pair of shorts and I went to go get the tickets for the baseball game I was going to. And they weren't there here on this side, weren't here on this side. Immediately just the forehead sweat.
Yep.
Oh my God. It was ridiculous. And he still owns it.
Think about how much forehead sweat this guy had when he lost the 26 kilos of cocaine worth almost $2 million. Ooh. All right. When we return, and don't forget, the word this hour is tree.
Tree.
T-R-E-E. You have until noon to text the word tree via the Civic Media app. This hour, we are playing for $100 in cash, and then you'll be in the running for the grand prizes as well. Could be a robot vacuum, an espresso machine, a snowblower, a nice set of luggage. Text the word tree via the Civic Media app, T-R-E-E. When we return, Greg rages about rampages. That's all on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to across the vast, statewide, countrywide, potentially global, Civic Media Radio Network.
And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't help. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the board.
It's Christmas time. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. It is underway right now. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already, and text the word TREE, T-R-E-E. It is part of our statewide text to win grown-up gift list, statewide text to win contest. This hour, you can pick up $100 and then be in the drawing for the grand prize as well. We will have eight grand prize winners with a chance to pick up a robot vacuum, a humidifier, snowblower, maybe a nice set of luggage. We play this every day from in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. So if you haven't done it yet, text the word using the Civic Media app. Text the word TREE, T-R-E-E, for your chance to pick up $100. You sassy person listening on WMDX, it's not three, it's TREE.
Oh, baby, trying to pull a fast one.
The word is TREE. It's not going to be accepted and it's not going to count. Before we went to the break, we were talking about a story in the Miami Herald where someone apparently, whoopsie, inadvertently lost 26 kilos of cocaine worth almost $2 million. And the sheriff's department made this nice offer to come and pick it up because we want to help you out. But Matt from Middleton texting in, I grew up in 80s Miami. Miami Vice was fairly accurate. There was cocaine everywhere.
Boss, you're going to laugh. I took the boat out.
Yeah, right, you're going to laugh.
I was enjoying the fine Florida coastline.
No. No, it's not free either.
What are you?
I'm just looking at the text line.
No, I know what you're talking about. Because we go, look, folks, every time. Okay, let's take a moment here.
All right.
Every time we do the text to win contest, there are very liberal ways of spelling words. I think that's why now we go pretty simple, because there have been some words we were like,
we're misspelled pretty badly.
Tree, as in the thing you sit under to gather shade on a hot day.
I think this person's just having some fun.
How dare you?
We encourage fun.
How dare you?
Hey, we're pro fun. Come on.
I'm pro fun.
We're pro TREE. T-R-E-E. Text the word TREE. You have until noon today, and then your next shot is going to come up in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd, and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia. So keep it right here all day long. All right. Greg's in a rage about the Santa rampage in Madison.
Well, hold on. I said Santa. I don't like the one in Milwaukee. I don't like the Santa Rampages.
In general.
In general. I don't.
What is it about Santas on bicycles that fosters such a strong response?
All right, Jane. Come with me on a journey of the mind.
Okay.
You're driving down the road.
Yeah.
Just trying to get to wherever, the market, to your friend's house, to work. The road is stopped or slowed to almost a halt because 3,000 people dressed as Santa Claus are on their bikes, gumming up your roads, not giving you they're on all sides, and you're just trying to get somewhere.
Doesn't this happen like during the Boston Marathon? And the New York Marathon?
What?
And other bicycle events? Roads get blocked off for stuff all the time.
Yes, but it is different because the Boston Marathon, the New York Marathon are things been going on for a long time. They are regimented. They do their best to work with the businesses. And it's also not a bunch of people running down the road dressed as Santa, drunk to the nines, and coming into places of business looking for more alcohol.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. It's a
bicycle, a pub crawl?
So it's a pub crawl, but it's also a charity thing. It's a thing where they're raising money for a specific cause. I know the intentions are good, but I've worked in a couple places that have to deal with the Santa Rampage, and they are incredibly forward. They are incredibly...
full of cheer?
Full of something. They aren't the greatest tippers on earth.
Oh, come on, Santas. Let's pick that up, man.
And I'm not kidding you. I said this to one of my coworkers. Not a single one of them in the three that I've ever worked in the customer service world has ever wished me a Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's... Let's pick up the... Come on, Santas.
And they gum up the streets, too.
It's an hour.
Oh, the one
the
in
ride,
Madison.
The ride leaves at 11 and they return at noon.
The one in Madison's different than the one from Milwaukee. This is a citywide pub crawl that goes all over the place.
The one in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Okay.
So the one in Madison seems cool.
The one in Madison lasts wrap it up.
Madison,
you register at 10. The event is over at 1.
You're cool.
The organizer says we expect hundreds of Santas, elves, reindeers, Ralphies, Grinches, and more celebrating the joy of cycling at this fundraiser for the Wisconsin Bike Federation.
Yeah.
Ride registration support programs like bike education for kids, free repairs for low-income residents, and staff time for advocacy projects across the state. So we will include this in our show notes if you would like to get out the old cycle and join the Santa Bike Rampage this Saturday in Madison.
It sounds really cool. Sounds great.
Say thank you. Be a good tipper if you're going to do that.
Yes. Right? And watch out for cars.
Yeah, that too. That's a whole thing that Todd Alba could talk about, Santas on bicycles in Madison. Go crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. News is coming up next when we return. Beth Lemerend is the Programs and Operations Administrator for the Jazz Gallery, which is in the River West area in Milwaukee. And they're having a fundraiser, and we're going to learn all about that and how you can get involved. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Waba.
CBS News Brief. Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO, is fighting extradition to New York after his arrest in Pennsylvania.
Altoona police said they've received death threats from people calling Mangione a hero. And NYPD officials say they're concerned that Mangione's actions could inspire wider violence.
CBS's Lilia Luciano. The wildfire in Malibu, California has grown to 4 square miles. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
Strong winds and low humidities will continue to challenge firefighters on the line and in the air as they struggle to contain the stubborn fire.
Some homes have been destroyed. AAA has released its travel estimates for the upcoming holidays. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
107 million people will drive, and they're going to find gas prices around $3 a gallon. The nation's airlines expect to fly 54 million people. That would be a new record.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow developing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. Northwest winds on Wednesday. Snow will end in the morning. Total accumulation under an inch. Northwest winds increasing. We'll see falling temperatures to around 10 above by the end of the day. Right now, it's 22.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, it's not too late to decide to run for a seat on your local school board. Here's what you'll need to do if you're interested in serving.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
good morning and welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, our statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest is underway. Use your Civic Media app to text in the word TREE, T-R-E-E. You have until noon to text in the word TREE. Up for grabs this hour, you could win $100 in cash. Your next chance to win will be in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd, and then 4 p.m. with Dom Salvia. Doesn't even matter if you don't win the 100 bucks this hour. You will be in the running for one of 8 grand prizes. Some nice stuff, including an espresso machine, snowblower, have some luggage sets. So text the word TREE, but you must use the Civic Media app to text in the word T-R-E-E until noon today to be in the running for that prize. Excited to have our next guest join us. She is the Programs and Operations Administrator at the Jazz Gallery in Milwaukee. Beth Lemerend, I pronounced your name correctly. How are you?
Yes, you did. Good. Thank you so much for having me and for such a nice introduction. I really appreciate that.
Well, tell us first of all about the Jazz Gallery. I know it's in River West. It's on about 9th and Center. So how long has the Jazz Gallery been there, and what is it like?
Yeah, absolutely. So originally it was a historic jazz venue, music venue. That was like late 70s, early 80s. We were associated with the River West Artists Association, which kind of spans past just our gallery and was sort of, you know, uniting artists throughout the neighborhood of River West. But more recently, we are still a jazz venue, but we host other musical events too. And we also have a good amount of music programming, like youth music programming with Milwaukee Jazz Institute. And we're a fine art gallery, and we host some different older adults programming. So we're just like a community center.
Oh, that's
we're
nice. Yeah. The arts. That's really nice. And I mean, certainly I think art is important to all communities, but I know River West in particular is just kind of a quirky, it has its own vibe in River West, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I was just having this conversation with someone where we were like, I don't know if River West necessarily breeds this like type of like eclectic artist, but it for sure attracts them.
Yep.
I know.
And we've definitely become a beacon for that.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends who live in River West, and it's almost like and I mean this with all the love in my heart, it's like an island of misfits toys where when you go there and you feel connected, you're there and you're in and
you're home.
That's it. No other neighborhood compares.
Yeah, it's definitely, I've only been in Milwaukee for 5-6 years now, but River West was like, immediately I was like, oh, these are my people.
Yeah, yep, this is my home.
Weirdos.
This is my home where I want to be. I think that's great. It really is. Yeah. Well, that area, like many areas in the city, has had some challenges. So what has been going on in River West that you're trying to combat now?
Yeah, I mean, most recently and sort of at the forefront of our organization, there was a pretty severe fire across the street in early September. Like entire building just completely demolished, like right across from us, which along with it being obviously devastating for the people that in the houses surrounding, I believe the building was abandoned at the time of the fire, but they were trying to
rehab it.
Exactly. Yeah. But obviously now it's just a pile of ash. So they have been trying to rebuild it, and it burnt down, and now our kind of corner of the street is super dark, and we've had some really important River West businesses on Center Street close after the pandemic and just, you know, general financial struggle. So
sure.
We're trying to bring some more light and draw more attention to that corner of the street.
And so how are you doing this? There must be some things for sale that people can do.
Yes. We would love to take your money. We are hosting an art sale right now. So it's a whole bunch of donated art from tons of different River West artists. I mean, Milwaukee artists, but specifically River West. Members of our community, different people that have supported the gallery. We have a whole show up right now of all this donated artwork, and you can stop on in and make a purchase. And all the proceeds are going towards funding a new colorful sign for out front and some better lighting for this our corner of the street.
And is it all paintings or drawings, or is it a wide range of things?
We've got a little bit of everything. We've got photographs, paintings, drawings, some prints, some sculptural pieces. It's a great opportunity to maybe purchase some art at a discounted price for the holidays.
Yep. Yep.
And there's not any one kind of style. It's from dozens of different artists, and we have things in our collection that we're selling from as early as the 70s. So we've got a wide array, you could say.
And a wide range of prices, I would assume, as well.
Absolutely. I think our lowest starts at $10 and our highest about $200.
Oh, so that's
affordable.
That's really great.
And that's fantastic.
It is. And so if you have someone on your Christmas list who is an art lover and you are looking for something a little bit unique.
Yeah.
And I love shopping at places like this instead of all of the stalls or all the shops we see in malls and everything like that, because it's all the same pretty much.
Right.
And it's when you get into the little boutiques and the little chapes and things that they have more interesting things. And something like this, you're not going to find this stuff everywhere. You're not going to find it on Amazon.
Absolutely. It's a very precious little archive of River West, too. We've got things that have been in people's homes for the last 20 years that they're like, yeah, I made this and I liked it, but you know,
it's time.
Why don't you guys try to rehome it?
Yeah.
You know? Like you were saying with the Island of Misfit Toys, that's what our gallery is full of right now.
Well, and the other thing too, is there've been a lot of discussions, stories and studies on the fact that when you spend money in your community, that money stays in your community. And from $10 to $200, that's like, I was expecting to hear like, you know, from 50 to 5,000, which nowadays when you hear that, you're like, well, yeah, some people, when they make their art, they're going to charge $5,000 because they feel that is what they are owed for what they have done. But $10 to $200. And also like when you look at your website, which I will include in our show notes, there's live music and it has a real just like great atmosphere to it. So I don't see why you wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to host things that are, you know, good for the community at large.
Yeah.
And get people in our doors. You know, a lot of our events and programming is free, and this is just an opportunity for us to be like, put more art out into the world and hopefully start making money towards lighting up our street again.
If you're just joining us, Beth Lemerand is our guest. She's the Programs and Operations Administrator for the Jazz Gallery, which is located on 9th and Center in the River West neighborhood in Milwaukee. What days can people come in and potentially buy art? Because it's not...
I'm so happy you asked.
Yes.
we only have 3 more days left of this fundraiser, but it is going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week from 12 to 5.
Well, that gives you some time.
And you have a fundraising goal, I take it?
Yes. I believe loosely for our signage, we're aiming for about 20,000. We're trying to have another local River West artist design and install the signs, which, you know, is a little pricey.
Absolutely.
Sure. Definitely.
especially when you're keeping the work local. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you add the whole lighting element, and that's a whole other factor that's involved in that. So let's go back to a little bit more about the programming, because whenever I hear things that are open and available for older people, especially in urban neighborhoods, because we hear so much about the elderly are isolated and it's not good for you to be alone. So what are some of the things that are more geared towards older folks?
Yeah, we have a program called the OWL Program, which is run by the lovely Amy Schmoot. She brings different speakers and like workshop instructors, and she sets up like workshops for people 50 and older. So people can come to the gallery, and she has all these little activities and things, and it's a really beautiful chance for them to kind of reconnect. She has actually some of the OWL participants work up in our small studio wall in the gallery on display, so people can kind of see what they're doing. But it's, you know, just community members coming out, hanging out, learning, which is huge, talking with other people from the community. And yeah, it seems like a really sweet and genuine program.
Yeah. I read something recently, Beth, that it doesn't matter if you think you're a bad painter, you should just do it anyway.
That is, yes. Yeah. I think Amy has done a really good job of just encouraging people to just give it a try. And I think having just something to do with your hands and people that are also just with you to experience this as well, it's really impactful.
Well, you could also find a new community too. I mean, that's something that Jane, you were just talking about. It's like a lot of people, a lot of older folks are suffering from isolation, And isolation, mm-hmm. I mean, at any age, but especially at an older age, 60, 70, 80.
Well, it really affects your health.
It affects your health. It affects your memory. And getting out there, you know, it sounds as simple as I'm about to sound, making new friends.
Yeah. The people there all just seem so excited to see each other, too.
Yeah.
And you know, River West is a very community-oriented neighborhood, and being able to see those connections fostered even more is really special.
But and that's the other thing I think is unique about that neighborhood is that in River West, people actually want to talk to their neighbors, which you don't necessarily find everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's everyone just seems so excited to be there, you know?
Well, it's sounds like it's going to be a great time. And do you have actually, I was going to check on the website too, because we go out all over the state, and if people want to, they can contribute. So if you don't live within, if it's not convenient driving, they can donate to the website, and that money can go towards your fundraiser.
Yes. If you navigate to our website, there's in our top navigation bar, there's a button that says get involved. Mm-hmm. We do offer memberships. So that's essentially just like pledging a small amount of money to the gallery to be included in potential upcoming shows and slight discounts within our shop. Or you can just donate your time or money. There's buttons there and it'll navigate you and bring you right to all the correct places.
Hey, nothing happens with volunteers, right, Beth? Without volunteers?
Yes. Yeah. We have two staff people. So we are completely, apart from Amy and I, we are completely volunteer run.
Yeah.
They need some help.
Yeah. Come on down.
We could use a little help.
Come on down.
And again, I just think it's little groups like yours based in smaller communities that help keep our communities safe, help get our communities going in the right direction, help our communities become successful. And it's cornerstones like this, like the Jazz Gallery, where programs are free and anyone can attend and anyone can take advantage of it. That's we need a little bit more of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, make some plans to either get down there. It's 9th and Center, the Jazz Gallery in Milwaukee. The art sale is going on this Thursday through Sunday, the last few days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from noon until 5 p.m. through December 14th. And as Beth pointed out, everything, they have artwork for sale from $10 up to $200. That's a wide range, and you should be able to even find something on your Secret Santa list.
Oh.
If you have, right? If you have a lower gift exchange.
Yeah. I mean, the one I'm in right now is $25. Perfect.
There you go.
This will be perfect.
Beth Lemerend, I hope it's a wonderful success. Programs and Operations Administrator at the Jazz Gallery in River West. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Coming up next, it's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Sleep Well Edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan for reliable power and peace of mind?
Propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. You have just about 7 minutes left to text the word tree.
Tree.
T-R-E-E. Text the word tree using the Civic Media app. You have to use the app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, make sure you do. Go to wherever you get your apps. Search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. Download the Civic Media app. Click on the text button and text in the word tree, T-R-E-E, until noon today. This hour, we're playing for $100 in cash.
That ain't nothing to...
That'd be nice.
Thumb your nose at.
That'd be nice a couple weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
You also have the chance to win... Depending upon the hour,
yeah. An
overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And everyone who enters, regardless of whether you win one of the hourly prizes or not, we play at 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. Whether or not you win an hourly prize, everyone's in the drawing for 8 grand prizes. And this includes a robot vacuum, a humidifier, some espresso machines, a couple luggage sets, a snowblower. So text in the word tree, T-R-E-E. And good luck, and then be listening for Todd in the 1 o'clock hour for your next shot for our statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list contest.
Nice.
It is 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Again, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Today, Tisbat is... Sleep Tight Edition. Headline reads from UPI.com. Deadly snake found hiding under resident's pillow.
You know.
A professional reptile wrangler. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a reptile wrangler. Was summoned to a home in South Africa after the resident found a highly venomous Cape cobra just laying underneath the pillow on the bed. Stellenbosch Snake Removals posted a video to social media showing the scene that snake catcher Emily Roussel was confronted with when she was called out to the home. She did remove a highly venomous Cape cobra from underneath the pillow. Not something you want in your bed, says Rossau. Yes. The African Snakebite Institute describes the Cape Cobra as by far our most dangerous cobra, and with the Black Mamba, it accounts for the majority of fatal snake bites in South Africa.
My God. Like, just, you know, under your pillow.
And can you imagine just whipping the covers back?
I'm going to stop you there, Jane. No. No. No.
So when people, you know, people like to complain about winter and, I don't know, mosquitoes and biting flies. And yeah. I look at pictures like this and I think, yeah, I'll take that. I could not, I would not.
No,
this goes back to one of our very first "this shouldn't be a things."
I'm like looking up right now. We talked about
that was Python related.
Yes, exactly. I thought at first I'm like, are we repeating ourselves?
Oh no,
no.
Oh no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no.
There are other snake stories out there. Get that?
I get it. Thank you. You're great.
I just that I know there are people who are big fans of reptiles, have reptiles as pets. I. Good for you. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It freaks me out.
Especially poisonous ones. Like, if I'm going to have a snake, like, I'm a guy, and every guy at one point has said, maybe I'll get a snake.
Did you?
Yeah. But then, like, you know, I don't want a poisonous snake. But then you're also, it's going to be in
an aquarium.
Aquarium the entire time. And doesn't feel right. And I mean by that is, like, it should be out in the world.
Well, and don't you have to feed them live things?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's that whole aspect, too. Which for me would be, even if I could get past the whole creepy crawly thing, the whole feeding of, you know, baby chicks and stuff, I just don't think I could do it.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I think at the end of the day, it's a pet. You have to feed it with pets.
Essentially.
Yeah.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, we have a double dose of docs.
Doctors?
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to make time for us. She is going to join us tomorrow at 10:33, and we're going to be talking about healthcare charges and hospital bills and how we can fix our broken healthcare system.
Yeah.
Because there was just one healthcare company, not United Healthcare, but it was Blue Cross, I believe, who wanted to start charging people more for anesthesia if the surgery went longer than they expected.
I think that was United Healthcare.
No, that was it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
Okay.
It was another one.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that with Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 10:33. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for public cervix announcement, as she always is, on Wednesday. So if you ever have a health-related question, please email that, and we can keep you anonymous. We don't have to talk about it on the air if you would like to converse with her privately. You certainly can. So if you have a question for Dr. Hanks, email that to janesays@civicmedia.us. About 2 minutes and 15 seconds, if you haven't yet, to text in the word TREE, T-R-E-E, using the Civic Media app. Your chance at that $100. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it, even if it's just a little bit. News is coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you ever have a question for the doctor, just email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. 20,000 people are under evacuation orders in Malibu, California, as strong winds fuel a growing wildfire. CBS's Danya Backus has the latest.
To get control of this wind-driven fire that's hitting this rugged mountainous terrain, firefighters are attacking from the air.
We're in the middle of December, and yet we're experiencing yet another wildfire in Southern California.
Red flag warnings remain in effect for Southern California through Wednesday.
So far, no injuries have been reported. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is trying to win over more lawmakers on Capitol Hill. More from CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Hegseth has been asked about his controversial statement weeks ago that women shouldn't serve in combat roles.
It hasn't made us more effective, hasn't made us more lethal, has made fighting more complicated.
On Fox News, he referenced women in the military, but not in combat.